Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break for this August 30th as we talk about sports history that's made each day of the year. And we're talking about August 30th on this day. I'm trying to preserve those great players that had some great events on this day, and just a small sampling, and maybe even get to talk about the uniform numbers that they wore. Those uniform numbers we're going to talk about today are the numbers 3, 28, 21, 48, 14, and jersey number 34. August 30th, 1905 is where we'll start, and Detroit Tigers future Baseball Hall of Fame center fielder Ty Cobb made his Major League Baseball debut. The Georgia Peach promptly punched his ticket to the show by doubling off of Jack Chesbrough in a 5-3 victory over the New York Highlanders at Bennett Park in Detroit. August 30th, 1906, Hal Chase became the first New York Yankees batter to hit 3 triples in one game. That's a pretty remarkable feat in any era. 1906, Hal Chase did it for the Yankees. August 30th, 1910, speaking to those New York Yankees, where their hurler Tom Hughes pitched 9 no-hit innings, but ended up losing the game to Cleveland 5-0 in 11 innings. That's got to be a heartbreaker for both the guy on the mound, Tom Hughes, and the Yankees faithful to have that perfect no-hit, not a perfect game, but a no-hit game going into the ninth inning or ending the ninth inning and losing a game. Real heartbreaker, stab in the chest there. August 30th, 1912, St. Louis Brown Earl Hamilton pitched a great game as he was on the mound, and he no-hit the Detroit Tigers lineup in a 5-1 victory from the mound. And August 30th, 1922, Babe Ruth, the future number 3, was thrown out of a game for the 5th time in that 1922 season. I'm going to have to do a little bit more investigating to see what he was doing. I don't know if he was arguing with calls or what it was. I figure that's probably what it is. But maybe if you know out there, you can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Let us know what was going on with Babe Ruth in 1922 getting kicked out of all those games. August 30th, 1939, New York Yankees' Atlee Donald, number 28, pitched a baseball with, get this, a record 94.7 miles per hour. That was a record at the time. 152 kilometers per hour is the conversion on that speed. We know that we had some people like Nolan Ryan throwing faster balls than that as time went on, but to clock that speed back in 1939, that was a pretty fast fastball. August 30th, 1941, St. Louis Cardinals player Lon Warnick, number 21, took the mound and threw a no-hit masterpiece against the Cincinnati Reds for a 2-0 Cardinals victory. August 30th, 1961, Baltimore Oriole pitcher Jack Fisher, who wore number 48 that season, ended up walking 12 Los Angeles Angels batters in a 9-inning game. Not a good outing for Jack Fisher. August 30th, 1984, Boston Red Sox legend number 14, Jim Rice, grounded into a 33rd double play en route to 36 on the season. Jim Rice, a great hitter, but just some untimely times with the bat in those instances, 36 times hitting into a double play. August 30th, 1987, Kirby Puckett, wearing that number 34 for the Minnesota Twins, went 6-for-6 with 2 home runs in Minneapolis to help aid in a 10-6 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. And there's what we have for your history on your sports break for this August 30th. We are sure glad that you joined us. We have some great things coming up here in coming weeks. We're going to have some guests on and some special bonus features, as well as our sports breaks here on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit of baseball. We're going to try to talk a little bit of hockey and basketball as well. And we got football season coming up in there too, so we'll be talking a lot about that as well. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about sports history, we have the sportshistorynetwork.com, where you can go and listen to 30 different podcasters talking about a variety of sports in different eras, in different times, different places. That will definitely is family friendly. Thousands of hours of podcasting enjoyment there, as well as some great articles on sportshistorynetwork.com. You can also go to our websites, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, the home of this podcast, and hear some more great and read some more great and see some visual pictures from eras gone by of some great sports history. That's pigskindispatch.com, jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.